Welcome. It's Thursday, February 14th, 2013. Happy Valentine's Day. My name is Debbie Quain. You're listening to episode 335 of Confetti, the Wedding Planning Business Talk Show. Thank you for joining me. If you're passionate about planning weddings for others, this is the place for you. Please visit confettiradio.com to learn more about the show, about what we do here, to get replays of the past episodes, to find out the schedule of when the show is going to go live, and any other need-to-know information. And of course, you should sign up on that site to get an email when the show is about to go live. You can also look for Confetti Radio on Facebook. So go to facebook.com/confettiradio. We're also on Twitter. And I do need your help with the Twitter handle. With the Twitter account. Very low usage there. I've been using Debbie Quain, and not, you know, using is a term that's not even accurate, if you can call it that. But it would be great to get your interaction on Confetti Radio on iTunes. On Twitter. Confetti Radio is also on iTunes, and you can also find Confetti Radio on Stitcher Smart Radio. Okay, I want to double check the chat room here because I don't see any movement. I've unlocked it. But I don't know if anybody can log in. One moment. Poor Fava. I know that's not how you say that. I'm just being awkward here. One moment. Let's see. Okay. I hope you guys can get it there now. Okay. Whoa. What a weird start. Okay. If you're on the phone, I apologize. I'm just trying to get my bearings here because I can tell. I knew something was wrong. And is it open now? Okay, it should be open now. All right, let me start again. I'll just continue from where I was. If you're interested in running your own part-time wedding planning business, please visit weddingbusinessguide.com, and you can find downloadable forms, audio classes, and much, much more. And I'm going to talk a little bit more about Wedding Business Guide in today's episode, because I've had a few questions. And if you aren't interested in running a part-time wedding planning business, then please check out weddingsforaliving.com. And that's a website that has free articles and information about being a really great wedding planner, not necessarily about running a wedding planning business, but about being a great wedding planner. And I'm working diligently to get more content on that site. For those of you joining live, welcome. Please feel free to type your questions and comments in the online chat room. And you can find the chat room by going to confettiradio.com/live. Okay. If you're on Twitter, please use the confetti hashtag, the confetti radio hashtag, to give a shout out for the show. And I've got a better plan that's coming about monitoring that. And if you'd rather just listen to the audio, you can just dial in, and the number is 213-992-4358. Okay? 213-992-4358. Whoa, what a start. So I'm doing things a little differently. And anytime there's a bit of a change, I've got to figure some things out. So my apologies. I was like, there are people in the chat room, but no one's saying anything. And it was because I hadn't unlocked it, and I apologize. So let me tell you what's going on. First, my apologies. The show's today's Thursday. Usually the show airs live on Tuesdays at 8 p.m. I had to do some shifting around, and I notified everyone on Facebook, and I believe I did that on for the text messaging. I forgot the email list. I forgot to send the email saying that the show wasn't going to happen. So I know you may have been diligently waiting for the show to air on Tuesday, and I thought about it, and I'm like, oh, the email list. So here I am promoting that, please get on the email, this is how you find out what's going on. And I'm sorry, I didn't do that, so forgive me, please. So this evening's show is going to be a little different, and it's because I've got a few different things, a few changes and a few tweaks that I want to make with Confetti. And so we're going to cover some things, and it's going to be close to a 30-minute show. And the reason we're doing that, I'll explain in a moment. Let me just take a look in the chat room that I was waiting for everyone to be a part of, and I just forgot to activate. Let's see who's here. Oh, wonderful. Hi, Precious. Lisa Chandani. Mandy, Debbie Britton, Amaray, I hope I'm saying your name correctly, Laurie Lockwood. Laurie, I always say your last name. I just can't say Laurie. It's Laurie Lockwood. And just putting you on blast out there. Welcome. What you guys, you don't have anything going on for Valentine's Day? I thought it was just me. Valentine's Day is just like another day. Clearly someone's not in a relationship, but I'm with the folks I love right now. So thanks for being here. So I'm going to go through some of these things that I'm going to do a little differently. But first, I want to mention Audible. If you're listening to this episode, then you'll love what I'm about to suggest, because audio is a really great way to absorb content while doing something else, whether you're exercising, whether you're commuting, whether you're just want to relax and don't, you know, just want to hear a book. And Audible is an Amazon company, and is a way that you can listen to a book as opposed to reading it. There are thousands and thousands of titles to choose from. And the best part of all, the very best, very best part, is that you can get a 30-day free trial and you get a free credit. And a credit on Audible means a book. It's equal to a book. So you get to pick a book, an audiobook, download it, and keep it, whether you stick around with the company or not. But if you like to read, as I do, and sitting down and reading is a challenge because you don't have time, then why not listen to a book? So go to confettiradio.com/audible for your free audiobook, okay? confettiradio.com/audible. And on the last show, I told you I was reading Built to Sell, by the last name is Warlow. I think it's John Warlow. And I'm listening to it on my Kindle. So great book. I'm not suggesting that's the book you have to read, but there are a lot of different topics to choose from. And I believe today they even had a few Valentine's specials that you could get for next to nothing, if not free. I clicked the link, but didn't get to go all the way through. So check out confettiradio.com/audible. Okay. So some of the changes that I'm working on with regard to confetti. So each Tuesday, today's Thursday, yes, but each Tuesday, I record the live show, and it's primarily audio. But what I do is I set up the live stream so that you can participate live, so I don't feel like I'm doing this by myself, and I'm not, because you're here and folks can participate and ask questions, and I try to keep my eye on the bright and shiny object, which is the chat room, which almost always, you know, has me going off and answering questions that are not cued in at that time and so forth. But it's primarily audio, and when you listen to the replay, the replay is not video, it's audio. And that's intentional because it's confetti radio. And as I mentioned earlier, audio is a great way to absorb information while you multitask. But because our industry is very visual, I realize we're missing a part of that. So when you're participating live, you get to see me on live stream, but that's really nothing to talk about. It's just me sitting with the microphone in front of the camera. There's not anything going on. And I want to change that slightly. So my plan is to make the Tuesday live show more news and information. So things about wedding industry events, things that are happening mainstream, you know, celebrity weddings and things that we can learn. I mean, not trying to make it like a gossip show or anything like that, but just how we can apply things that are going on, just some things that are real time, and show you a few things that we can that really work with video, not just me sitting in front of the camera. The thing with video, though, is it isn't necessary. I don't think anybody really wants to sit down and look at a video like this for more than, you know, 30 minutes tops, perhaps 45 if it's really engaging. So that's why I want to sort of limit the time of the Tuesday show, because I want it to have more of a visual punch. And for those of you that are watching the live stream, you can see that I'm looking at the camera right now. Typically, I don't do that. I record the show, I'm reading my notes, I'm looking at the chat room, but I'm not really looking at the camera because it's not a visual interaction. It's more of audio, but you just happen to be watching live, so, you know, and listening live, and the camera is here. So my goal is to make it more of almost like a news magazine type thing, where we can get information and, you know, learn about things that are happening that are beneficial. A lot of information I'm seeing is coming across in our Facebook group. And if you're not a part of our Facebook group, please consider joining facebook.com facebook.com/groups/confetti insiders. And it's a closed group. I think that's the right term, meaning someone just needs to click your approval. So, and the reason for that is so that we can discuss things and it not post all over the universe with regard to Facebook, unless Facebook somehow changes their rules down the line, which would not surprise me. So please be a part of Confetti Insiders. But a lot of good information comes up on Confetti Insiders, and I'm thinking, whoa, that would be great to talk about. I mean, we've got some, like Precious. I call Precious is, I gave you a what was the term? Precious, who's our cheerleader, very positive and, you know, happy Friday and things like that. And she's not the only one, but I Precious comes to mind. And Nancy is our media specialist, because Nancy could normally send out a note on the Facebook group saying, you know, there's a there's a show on TV right now with regard to weddings. Are you guys checking it out? So things like that that we can share. But when we limit the, when I do the show on a Tuesday, usually I have a topic that I'm trying to address and trying to answer questions that are coming in. It's just not enough time to squeeze that in. So if we, I want to reserve Tuesday right now. And I mean, this might change with regard to doing different segments and different information that I think you'll find helpful, especially time sensitive information. So how does that, what does that mean for all of the other type of things that we talk about in Confetti? Like when we do a particular topic, like on our last episode, we talked about children and weddings, and that was a specific topic. And I still want to continue that. So my plan is to still do that, but I'm going to do that offline. So what will happen is we'll still do the live show on Tuesday, but I'm looking for my notes here because I don't want to forget anything, but I'm going to produce a separate non-live issue each week. So it's, you kind of getting like two doses of Confetti, the live show, which is more video, and the strictly audio only recording, which I'll do offline. And in the offline recordings will be, you know, again, specific topics, but answering some of your questions. And because I get quite a few questions, and we can, I can address those in one episode offline, and I don't have to be, you know, worried and concerned that I've sort of missed out and haven't, and trying to squeeze everything in. That's what I want to say. So that's my plan, the plan. And then Friday morning will be the day that I'll release the non-live episode. Okay. So not starting this Friday, tomorrow, next week. So we'll have our regular Tuesday at 8 p.m. as it stands right now. And then I'll release a recording on Friday. I hope that makes sense. Someone asked what was the Facebook group. Yeah, it's at facebook.com/, I'll put in the chat room. I hate typing like that. facebook.com/groups/confetti insiders. So I guess there's two I's side by side. I believe that's the link that should get you there. And some great questions and a lot of interaction. And that's always the plan. So speaking of your questions, your wedding planner questions, please continue to send those through. We're not going to get through any of those tonight because I just wanted to go over some of these tweaks and changes that I'm working on for you. But please keep sending them in. But I ask you to try to keep them to the point. If you go on confettiradio.com and select the ask link, so confettiradio.com/ask. You'll see there's a form there that you can use to send your questions in, but there's also a phone number, and that's our 24-hour listener talkback line. Anytime you call, just leave a recording. And the number is 202-681-2126. And if you can't remember that, don't worry. Just it's on confettiradio.com/ask. But any questions that you do send in, I'm going to ask you, please, to try to keep them to the point. And there is a note. Some of the questions that I'm getting are like 3 and 4, sometimes 5 paragraphs long. And if you've ever seen an email or you open it up and you see there's a whole bunch of text, it kind of throws you off. So even though your intention is to read that through, you kind of, I have a tendency to kind of put that to the side because it's so long. So I would ask you to try to keep your questions to maybe two or three sentences. And then if what you're asking isn't clear, I can always contact you either via the email that you use to send the question, or if you include your phone number. It's real easy for me to do, okay? So please, I'm just asking. I'm not saying don't send your questions. I want your questions, please, but try to keep them brief and to the point. And that's something that I had to learn. You can tell I love to talk, but we have to learn how to be able, how to say what it is that we need to say succinctly. Am I saying that right? I'm dying to use that word all week. You know how I am with words, succinctly. So we've got to learn how to describe what it is that we do and the point we're trying to make without going into all of this. You know what I mean? So brevity is something we've really got to practice, and try to get in the habit of doing that when you're asking your question. Okay. So please send them, and I'm going to do my best to answer them. And with the two episodes now, it should be easier for me to do that. So keep sending in your wedding planner questions. And of course, Confetti Radio is on Facebook. You can ask your question there. And the weddingsforaliving.com site also has a Facebook page. But with regard to our questions, I think it would be good to put them on Facebook. And if you haven't liked the Confetti Radio Facebook page, please do that. So that's two things, right? The confetti Facebook.com/Confetti Radio and Facebook.com/groups/Confetti Insiders to be a part of our group. Okay. Someone had asked in on the Confetti Insiders group about Wedding Business Guide. And let me see if I can just explain a little bit about what that is. So that's a site that is designed for someone who decides that they want to get set up with the wedding. They want to set up a wedding planning business. And the angle that I've taken it in, the direction it's gone in now, is primarily for someone who wants to set up a part-time wedding planning business. And a lot of us fall in that category because we have something else to do full-time, but we still want to plan weddings. So I created that site for that purpose. You can find downloadable forms in the library there. There are audio tutorials, video tutorials, articles, and we do hold a live class each month, and the recording for that is always available too. So it's just a continually growing resource. There is also a forum on that, which is part of Wedding Business Guide, which isn't getting as much activity as I would hope, but we're getting there. And I think sometimes that with being a wedding planner and setting up your business, sometimes you don't want to share all the ins and outs with regard to what you're doing. As much as I like to talk and share with you, I'm still pretty personal with some of my plans. I don't always want to share how I'm getting there. I just want to be there and say, okay, ta-da, this is what I've done, and this is what I'm doing, going to continue to do. So a question that came up on Confetti Insiders was someone asked, is Wedding Business Guide for new planners or for experienced planners? And it depends, because a lot of us are planning weddings, but the cart before the horse, or is it the horse before the cart? Yes, the cart before the horse. We kind of get things in the wrong order. And things like, I'll hear, okay, I've got a new client and she just signed a contract, but I've got to figure out my pricing. And I'm thinking, well, no, if you've got a wedding planning business, then that's something you should have already determined, right? So and things like that. Or folks who are planning weddings professionally but aren't quite sure how they should direct a rehearsal or things like that. Excuse me. So that's the kind of stuff that you'll find on Wedding Business Guide to give you some sort of direction. There is some information with regard to marketing, but what I really want to do is make sure you've got everything set up so that you've got those things in order. You've got your contract in place. You have your packages listed. You don't have 7 packages listed on your website, and you've figured out what your elevator pitch is. You know how to say what it is that you're doing so that it appeals to someone. You've got your sales tax ID and things like that. Those are the kind of things, that's the kind of information you'll find on Wedding Business Guide. There is a fee to be a part of that. It gives you 12 months access, but I believe it's very reasonable. But check it out and see if it's for you. And I never want to present something that I don't believe would help you. And we have several members of Wedding Business Guide who are on the call and part of the live show. Michelle, hi, Michelle. Michelle Brown is saying, oh, thank you. She said that there's everything you can think of. Thank you, Michelle. So I just want you, just to give you an idea of what's on there. It's not a wedding planner certification course, but I do believe you'll find information on Wedding Business Guide that many wedding planner certification courses do not cover, because a lot of those courses really are, and I'm not going to call any names, but I believe a lot of them are glorified wedding planning etiquette courses. I think that's what I have seen. Not all of them, but many of them will give you all that information about planning a wedding, but not necessarily translating that into running a business. Okay. So, guess 578, it says, I gotta get me on that. I'm a full-time planner, so whatever I can get is all good. Wonderful. Guess 578, who are we speaking to? What is your name? I'd love to know who I'm speaking to. So, and a lot of us aspire to be full-time wedding planners, and some of us don't, and that's fine. So, but just to give you an idea, I just wanted to share with you some of the stuff that's on Wedding Business Guide. And speaking of which, we have our live class on Wednesday, February the 20th, and our topic is how to create a welcome kit. So welcome kit is something that I present to clients when they become, well, present to my new clients. And it just helps to confirm that they made the right decision. Just sort of like when you sign up for cable and they give you information about, you know, your services and all the rest of that. So it's the same sort of idea that we present to clients that I think is a good idea to present to clients that say welcome, you know, just information about you, your team, your office hours, the best time to reach you, and things like that. Maybe a few, an item with your logo on, you know, maybe a notebook or a binder, something like that. So those are the kind of things we're going to talk about. Most of the classes, live classes right now on Wedding Business Guide are via telephone. I know webinars are a big deal right now, but I always try to go with the lowest common denominator, meaning what's the easiest way for most people to get the information. Usually that's the telephone. Most we have our cell phone within arm's reach most of the time. I'm guessing that your cell phone is someplace very close to you right now. So you just pick up the phone, dial a number, enter an access code, and listen to the information. If there's anything that has a visual component, then I provide a handout to go with the telephone number. So that's what we're working. That's the kind of stuff that's going on Wedding Business Guide. I'd love to have you come on board, but just check it out. And if you have any questions, just let me know. Okay, so that's our live class on Wednesday, February the 20th. And there you go. And I think some of you actually got to listen in on the call we did last month. Oh my gosh, we're in February already. It sounds like that was so long ago, and it was really just the other week. And okay, so that's what I wanted to share with you. Okay, we talked about Confetti Insiders and the Facebook group. So yeah, so please, you know, sign up to be a part of that. Oh, is someone having problems? I'm looking at the chat room here. What am I missing? Oh, Colleen, you don't have... Oh, there's Colleen, our fairy godmother. Colleen doesn't have sound. No. Colleen, oh gosh, well, I'm explaining to Colleen what to do and Colleen can't hear me. All right, Debbie. But she's getting some information. Athena's saying, thank you, Athena. Oh my gosh, you guys are awesome. Thank you for helping out with that. Okay, so for those of you just joining, you're listening to Confetti, the Wedding Planning Business Talk Show, and my name is Debbie Quain. I don't know if I even said that right at the beginning because we were a little discombobulated. All right, so, and then the last part that I wanted to mention, because we are going to be short and sweet, and remember, we want to get used to doing the shorter show. You may have noticed that Confetti has a new logo, and this is part of my growing pains. For those of you that have been with me for a while, you'll notice I've kind of gone through bits, you know, different changes and trying to figure it out. So I think I've settled. And what I did with Confetti when I had that blue logo is I thought, God, I love pink. Can you tell? So I love pink. So I thought, well, I don't want to, you know, that's too much. So I made Confetti blue and different. And then I had to be true to myself. So I had to incorporate the pink. It's not pink. It's more like a fuchsia. And then I sort of blended it with tangerine. Hopefully that is not too trendy a color and won't look crazy 2 years from now. So that's what I sort of did a rebranding. And it's, again, it's part of my growing pains. And I had to be true to me. And I would ask that you suggest that you do the same for whatever it is that you're doing. You want it to be appealing, but put some of you in that, because what we do in this wedding industry is so personal and people buy into us. So let them see who you are. Either they're attracted to it or they're not. And if they're not attracted to it, why would you want to work with someone who doesn't have the same vibe or the same feel that you have? Correct? So do that. Take some time to do that. And I went through the same thing with my wedding business. I'll show you on Wedding Business Guide when we do one of our shows, one of our live calls. I'm going to either have to print it out or do a video tutorial. I have all of the business cards that I created for my wedding business when I started back in 2001 or 2002. And it just kept changing it. And I have about four or five different designs of the card with different looks and all the rest of that. And if you take the time to specialize right now, to think about a specialty for your business, you will eliminate some of that. You'll save yourself some time, you'll save yourself energy and you'll definitely save yourself some money, so you don't have to keep chopping and changing and rebranding and doing different things on the website. So take a little bit of time now to figure out what it is that you are drawn to, what is truly you, and then see if there's a fit with what is truly you with the brides in your area. Because if there's a match, if there's a demand for the same things that you like, you've got a great viable business. Very different if what you like is so narrow that no one else is really feeling it. But there just needs to be enough, not a whole bunch of people, but just enough people to sustain your business. And even, and sustain may not be the right word, because I want your business to be more than sustainable. It needs to be successful. But just take some time now to figure out what you want to do. Talk to those who know you best and who will be honest with you, and ask them to tell you, what do you think when you think of me? What are some of the things that you associate with me? And you may be surprised to find out that what you've had in the back of your head that you've been fighting for whatever reason is the same thing that everybody suggests to you. So don't fight that, fight whatever that is about you. Try to apply that in some way to your business or a good portion of your business. You'll be happier with what you're doing, and you're going to attract a very special type of clientele. But that's exactly what you want to be successful and to be happy. This is not a job that you have to go, that you have to take because you have no choice. You're doing this because you're passionate about it. For God's sake, make it something that you really want. Make it about you and what you want it to be, and see if there's a match out there with potential clients. You'll be so much happier. It'll be so easy for you to explain what you wanted, what you do, and it'll be easier for your ambassadors, the people that have your best interests at heart, to share with others what you do so that they can bring clients in. So take some time to figure out that stuff now. I fought it, so it took me a while to sort of get there. So I try to share information with you, and I don't always practice what I preach. I am flawed. I make a lot of mistakes too. But the key thing about a mistake is you learn from it and you just keep going. I feel so strongly about what it is that I do. There are some days I'm like, Deb, what are you doing, man? This is, you know, you're kidding yourself. And then I have to sort of shake it off and say, okay, let me just keep going. And almost always right around the corner, there's an indication that I'm doing the right thing. It may be an email. It may be a comment from you. Maybe a phone call. It may be just something that lets me know you're on the right path. Keep going. So I just wanted to make sure I shared that with you. So I'm getting off my soapbox now. All right. Okay. Oh my gosh, the sound is gone on the dial-in too. Oh, yoy. I'm sorry. But I tell you what, I'm recording, and for sure you'll get a clean audio and hopefully clean video too. Okay, so it's 8:30, and again, I'm trying to keep our episodes shorter, but have more of them. So for those of you that missed it, Confetti on Tuesdays will have more of a visual appeal, and we'll see how that works next week Tuesday. And I will tell you right now, as we get further into wedding season, I'm wondering if we may go back to bi-weekly for the live show, meaning every other week, because of the timing, and just I don't want to schedule something and then have to change it, but I'll see how that goes. But definitely every week I will record audio and upload that to the Confetti Radio website. So just stay tuned for that, and I'll send you emails and information. I wanted to share with you, since we have the video, we talked about kids, children at weddings last week, and I mentioned a gable box. So I wanted to show you what a gable box was. Someone asked me. So this is my gable box, and I got these from Uline. I have a box of, oh my gosh, I was going to say 500. It might be 250, but I have a whole bunch of them. And you know what it was? I just do overkill sometimes. I think it was an event that had maybe 10 kids. So instead of buying 10, yes, I had to go buy a couple hundred. So this is what you can use if you want to put a treat box or something together for your clients, and you put all the goodies inside. So, you know, you can decorate this to match the wedding colors, maybe put ribbon, or if, you know, use a label or put a rubber stamp on it or whatever. And it works great for other events too. So you can use it for, like, if you're doing other events like a children's party or maybe snacks or whatever. So I just wanted to show you. They come in different sizes. They have smaller, they have larger. They even have some that are already colored. But just wanted to show you what a gable box was. Okay. All right. And see, stuff like that, isn't it great? We'll be able to do this on the when we do the confetti video. Joy. All right. It's the little things that make me happy. So, okay, that's about it. The recording for this show will be up by tomorrow for sure. Sometimes I do it later on in the night. I don't always sleep much. So that will be information there for you too. Okay. So as always, I want to thank you for joining me. Please. And, you know, I forgot to say this. Please make friends in the chat room. You can post your URL, your website, your Facebook, your Twitter handle, Pinterest, however you would like others to get in contact with you, okay? And please, I implore you to please follow Confetti Radio on Twitter. I'm trying to get that together. I've made a pact. I was going to say a pact with the devil, but I've made a pact a pact to do way better and not just way better. I actually have a plan in place. So check out Confetti Radio on Twitter. Check out Confetti Radio on Facebook, and also check out Confetti Insiders, which is the Facebook group for this show. All right. I'll leave the chat room open for you so you can continue with your comments, but I'm getting ready to sign off. So let me see if there's anything I'm missing. I think that was it. Oh, if you're in the United States and you want to get a text message when the show is about to go live, you can get a free text message by texting the word confetti to 71441. Confetti to 71441. And when the show is about to go live, I'll send a text message, which is really helpful because I know a lot of us, as I mentioned, usually have our phones within arm's length, within arm's reach. So you'll get a text message and you can just hop on over and hopefully dial in. Okay. All right. Oh, no one. Oh, the URLs aren't posting. Did you see that? It's all stars. Hold on a second. Yeah, I don't know. Okay. I'm going to fix the chat in a moment. I see some of you are typing in your website URLs and it's not coming up. Hold on. Okay. Try like Emery. Is that, I'm saying that Emery Wheatley. Type in that URL again. Let me see if it shows up because it was a whole bunch of stars when you did it. Yeah, type, there you go. Okay, I have all kinds of crazy stuff going on with the chat today. So I apologize. All right, well, that's about it. As always, love and success, and I'll talk to you soon. Our next live show will be on Tuesday, February. Is Tuesday going to be the 19th already? Yeah, Tuesday, February 19th at 8 p.m. Eastern. As always, love and success. Have a wonderful evening. Take care.